This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We're going to keep things nice and warm with Bill Hurley-Fraser. Thanks for joining us here on Sunday Arts Magazine.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, very happy to have you here. And we're talking all things Winter Wild with you, which sounds fun in its own right. You are the festival director of that. But let's go back in time a little bit. And where did you get started with the arts and this crazy world that we call the arts scene here in Melbourne?
I've been, ever since a child, sort of been involved with the Apollo Bay Music Festival back in the day down here as a volunteer. As I sort of grew up, moved up to Melbourne and was pretty involved in the music scene at the time, particularly sort of the psychedelic, movement that was coming through then with running a record label called Psych Ward there, Garage Indie, that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. I sort of went from that into more events and found myself over in Europe for a couple of years and did some major sort of music events and sporting events. And then when I ended up back in Australia, I ended up back in my hometown of Apollo Bay. So we started up Winter Wild in 2017, and then I took over the Seafood Festival down here as well. So both of those keep me pretty busy over the full calendar year in Apollo Bay. Yeah.
Absolutely, a beautiful part of the world, let's just say, firstly. But what is it?
And very different. It depends on what time you come down.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful paradise in summer, but it's equally as beautiful in the wintertime.
One of my favourite holidays was a winter escape in Apollo Bay, funnily enough. And it was just absolutely beautiful. In terms of your history feeding into this now, so what does Winter Wild represent for you in your career then?
I'm the director now of the festival. I started off as the marketing manager and then took over as the programming manager. Over the years, eventually became the director and sort of just tried to include what I think originally the festival was purely a tourism draw card to the town, but now it's equally about sort of putting stuff on for the locals and people of the Otways as well.
And so it sounds like it's a totally jam-packed festival. I can't believe that what's happening is only squeezing into 3 days in late August. Can you? I mean, well done organising that. tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening in the first day. Let's begin there.
Sure. So the festival kicks off with our Welcome to Country event around the fire with Eastern Ma. Then we have some hip-hop and rap performance from Ridgy Ray. He's one of my favourite Australian hip-hop artists at the moment. So he's going to be doing – he came down and performed last year, but he's got a whole new show that he's going to open the festival with. So that's free down on the Apollo Bay foreshore, which we'll be lighting a gigantic bonfire down there to kick off the festival. Then things sort of split up and you've got a few options. If you're into food, we've got some dinners going on. If you're into comedy, we've got Nats What I Reckon doing a show down in Apollo Bay. And if you're into music, we've got a big night of music on the Friday with Jen Kloa, Zoe Fox and the Rocket Clocks, Sid O'Neill and Out of Time.
Fantastic. That's a really great lineup. I've seen Jen Kloa live quite often, and she's always got so much presence. It's like, it's always a good show.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
So their new album is one of my favourites this year. So a big committee favourite. I'm very, very stoked to have them on board to the festival this year.
It must be great getting to like pick and choose the people that you want curating a festival of your favourite performers.
That's definitely the best part of my job.
Great. And tell us about the second day, because it's a 3 day event and each day is completely different. So what happens on the next day?
So depending how hard you went on the Friday night, you can either wake up and do, cure yourself at a few of our well-being workshops that we'll have. We've got some Qigong on, we've got some sound healing, all based around the foreshore area with fires and a few sort of surprise happening. We've also got some really interesting walks. We've got the Midnight Horrors coming down and they're doing a dawn chorus which will also happen as a dusk chorus as well. I won't give too much of that away. People can have a little look online, and if it sounds interesting, I would 100% book into that. I think it will be one of the festival highlights.
I'm quite curious about Mark Kluwer, who trained under Wim Hof. Is this an experience for people to get into the icy cold waters and try and breathe through it?
Exactly, yes. So Mark was one of the original in the Southern Hemisphere, I believe, that trained under Wim. He was supposed to come down here both of the COVID years, which we got cancelled, so this will be the first time he'll actually be down in Apollo Bay. So he'll be running the breathwork workshops as well as the ice baths for anybody that's keen and hope it's not cold enough down here.
Anyone who's brave. Fantastic.
And then we're going to have some, you know, we'll have a bunch of saunas and stuff that people can warm up after, and a nice mulled wine or a hot toddy, a whiskey or something like that to get you warmed up and going again for the night.
Oh, that sounds reasonable. And then what's happening on the final day?
Just before we get into that, I thought I'd mention, so Saturday afternoon we have our Wild Feast, which is our largest sort of free event. So people can just come down and enjoy. There'll be a bunch of free entertainment. Some of the Otway's best local producers down there doing large paella pans, and we've got a bunch of cauldrons of seafood bouillabaisse and those sort of things happening. So big free event. And then our sort of main showcase of the festival, which is called the Dog Watch. So it's sort of half street parade, half performance art, half giant bonfire, fire twirlers, pyrotechnics, something that you've really got to see to get an idea of how great it is.
And what was that called? The Dog Watch. Where did the name come from for that?
The Dog Watch is actually a shift that you spend on a boat. So when the local fishermen would be out, it's like a time period when everyone else would either be sleeping on the boat or somebody has to sort of take watch of the ship.
Okay.
So our giant brazier that we use is actually the hull of the ship.
Oh, whoa, that's really cool. Goodness.
Yeah, we think so.
And as well, I'm sure that Apollo Bay has some fantastic seafood down there to be straight out of the water. Anyone who's doing the Wim Hof Mark Kluwer sessions can probably catch it for you while they're in there freezing. Throw it straight into the pan.
Exactly. I'll be swimming around with the rock lobster.
And Bill, tell us about the final day.
Yeah, so Sunday we're kicking off with Meet the Maker, our local roasters down here, Hello Coffee. Are going to get everyone ready for the day. Then we've got Ecosomatica, which is sort of a sensory experience audio immersion out at Wildlife Wonders with Simon Sleeker, some which might remember from the electronic music scene in Melbourne of the 90s. So he's moved down to Apollo Bay and is going to be putting on a really interesting workshop there. We've got Estelle Shercor Barker, who's a fantastic pianist who will be playing on the only grand piano in town, which just happens to be her mother's house next to her hairdressing studio.
Oh, it's very accommodating.
It's an intimate experience. It's one of Australia's best pianos.
It sounds incredible. And I'm actually very curious as well about the description of a satanic collective, Dane Blacklock and the Preacher's Daughter. Well, tell me about those guys.
Oh, I'm very interested as well. a few of my friends play percussion in the band. I actually haven't seen them live yet. A few of the committee members that I work with said that this is the perfect fit for Winter Wild.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of nudity. There's going to be a lot of fire. There's got to be a lot of chanting and singing and audience participation. That's all I can say for now, but it's definitely going to be interesting.
Well, that sounds like my weekend away. How did you know? overall, what are you hoping that sort of audiences or people that are coming along will take away from the festival if they haven't experienced it before?
As I was saying earlier, people sort of think of Apollo Bay usually as this, you know, sunny paradise by the sea, which it is for a lot of the time during the year. But in winter, as I was mentioning, it's equally as beautiful. So we really want to showcase that, you know, the dark coastal aspects, the power of the weather, and sort of what people, the Otways, you know, what their artistic inspirations and stuff are from that time of the year.
And there's something really special, I think, about having festivals in the winter or that are like season specific, because I know for myself, I often get the sort of like the winter sads or the winter dread, and I think, oh, I'm just going to spend all my time inside because I don't want to brave the elements. But as soon as you have something that embraces the season and celebrates it, it completely changes the outlook on it. So I can see why this would be such a hit festival.
Oh, thank you. And for sure. And that's what we really try and do. And like a lot of the real successful winter festivals, such as, you know, the Ballarat Winter Festival and Dark Mofo, of course, like, they're all city-based, whereas we are a small community town, and we're sort of smack-bang in the middle of the ocean and the otways. So we have something really to offer that nobody else does, we think. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And it must be great for the town as well to have people coming through and, you know, being able to, like, sell their wares and have people just sort of see what's on offer down there as well.
Definitely. You know, down the street the other night at 8:30 p.m., you could shoot a gun down this main street and it wouldn't mean anything. It's very, very quiet. So to be able to have something like that is great for the local businesses and the local artists and performers as well.
Fantastic. Oh, well, thank you so much for chatting with us today. If anyone wants to find out more, where should they head?
Winterwild.com.au has got the full program up there, and tickets are on sale from there. And subscribe to the mailing list. And if you can't make it this year, we'll keep you updated with what happens in the future.
Great. And what are the dates for this year?
The last weekend in August, 25th, 26th, 27th.
Beautiful. All right. Well, I think we're going to have a lot of listeners heading out that way because it sounds it sounds really exciting.
Sounds enchanting.
Sounds a place to go
and satanic.
Yes. I love it. Big thank you to Bill Hurley Fraser from Winter Wild Festival down in Apollo Bay. You got to check it out. Winterwild.com.au. Thanks for joining us on Joy 94.9. It's
my
Sunday.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
You're very welcome. We are listening to Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.